Here's a thought I'll title Viewer Fatigue versus Disinterestedness. We've probably all had the experience when showing a body of work that the viewer doesn't complete the entire project from start to finish. I've certainly noticed this with chapbooks, for example. They'll be intently involved with the first page or two, and then they'll flip to the end, and in the meantime, resume conversation. And I try to figure out what this is all about. I can only think of two things that really come into play that would cause this kind of behavior, where they don't finish the whole project, they don't read all the text, they don't look at all the images. The first would be viewer fatigue, particularly in a book. If I show someone one of my books and it's, 100 pages long, I don't expect them to go through every single page and look at every image and read them all, particularly if I'm there because we're having conversation or it's a social event. They're going to flip through, get an idea what the book is about, and then set it down. So viewer fatigue is one reason why maybe they don't see everything there is in the project. But I have to also be honest and admit that sometimes, maybe often, it has to do with disinterestedness. They look at a few of the pictures and they just go, this is not for me, not my cup of tea. And so they put it down rather than go through the entire project. I find this is probably true with smaller projects like chapbooks or folios, where there's only 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 images to look at anyway, but they don't look at all of them. They look at a few, they maybe read a little bit of the text, they set the project down and continue the social conversation. I would love to know what their reactions are when we're not in a social scenario, because it could be that people feel a little guilty in disengaging from the social scene to spend time looking at a photograph or a project or a chapbook or whatever. And maybe they feel a certain pressure to get back to the conversation because they don't want to seem rude. And that's a reasonable concern, I would guess. But I don't know how people respond when I'm not there, when they're all alone and they have an opportunity uninterrupted to look at my books or my chapbooks. Maybe they go through the entire content then. And maybe we'll never know because we'll never have the opportunity to observe them surreptitiously outside the context of a social engagement. So it'll probably remain a mystery. I just know this, that not everybody looks at every image and reads all the text, no matter what the medium is, whenever I'm there. Which is one of the reasons why I like to let people take things home with them. Or I'll even give them a chapbook as a gift so they can take it home and look at it at their leisure. For the longest time, I was bothered by the fact that people wouldn't look at all the images or read all the text or even comment on what they saw. But then I realized that in a social situation, that's just not likely to happen. And I shouldn't be so sensitive about the fact that maybe they don't see the entire set of images, maybe they don't read all the text. And it has me wondering, maybe I should print up a special sort of, a business card or something that I could give people that have one of my images on it and the URL address to Brooks Jensen Arts so they can download whatever they want to download from my PDFs and review them at home when they have time, when they don't feel the pressure to maintain conversation in a social setting. I'll have to give this some more thought, because maybe there are reasons other than viewer fatigue and disinterestedness that would prevent people from seeing all the images or reading all the text in a given project.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.